For the second year in a row, people around Dillingham, Alegnegik, and Woodtickchick State Park and the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge are reporting a massive outbreak of caterpillars. KDLG's Avery Lill has the story.
Visitors to Woodtickchick State Park were greeted by an unusual sight this summer. Alders that are normally dense, green, and leafy were bare.
It looks almost like fall came early, so everything's kind of brown and without any leaves on it.
That's Daniel Schindler, a professor of aquatic and fishery sciences from the University of Washington. He does research in the park. There are reports of defoliation on the east side of the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge and up the entire chain of the five lakes in Woodtickchick State Park. Up to the second lake, Schindler says the alders were completely defoliated up to 1,000 feet in elevation. It's the most damage to vegetation from caterpillars that he's seen in about 20 years working in the region.
We're seeing at least two species. One is a brighter green one that's a little bigger caterpillar. Most of them are brown with dark stripes on them. So there's at least two, maybe three, possibly four species that we're looking at here.
These caterpillars likely belong to the family Noctuidae. Right now, they're dropping off plants to burrow into the soil where they'll winter over in their pupa form. In the spring, they'll emerge as moths. But before they hunkered down for the winter, birds, fish, and bears had a heyday.
Usually, just before the salmon show up, the rainbows are pretty skinny. And this year, they have big extended bellies on them, and when we sample what they're eating, it's mostly caterpillars. Even the bears are eating them. The bear scat is full of caterpillar remains.
Now that the very hungry caterpillars are disappearing, the alders are quickly regrowing their leaves. That's something Schindler says they did last year as well.
And then by middle of September, when most of the vegetation was starting to go yellow and brown, the stuff that resprouted was still going gangbusters and was bright green. Pretty clear the plants have some sort of evolutionary history with them. My wonder is whether the plants can handle 2-3 years of this in a row, and that's where there may be some long-term damage to the vegetation.
The caterpillars might be nearly gone for the season, but the question remains, why the sudden spike?
Some of it seems to be related to climate conditions, so warm winters increase the survival of those forms that are in the soil. So it's probably some interaction between their populations and the winter climate.
Whatever the cause, it's unlikely that this will be a regular occurrence in the years going forward.
They're really boom or bust type dynamics, and at least in Scandinavia, where people have studied them a long time, it's often, you know, a decade between major outbreaks, and then they'll explode for a year or two and then disappear for a long time.
It's hard to predict when the population will hit its peak and bust, but it does seem likely that the area will see another spring full of these noctuid moths. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.